You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
On a football Friday, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So happy that you are hanging out with us. And yesterday, Browns backers worldwide announced their 2013 Club of the Year, the Burnt River Browns backers. Now, if you don't know who the Browns backers are, let me give you a little bit of context. Worldwide, the Browns backers have grown to more than 113,000 members, 370 clubs in all 50 states.
How many countries?
And 11 countries. Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good. I can't believe you knew that.
Right up your alley with the numbers here. And it's did you know this, Nathan? It's the largest organized fan club in all of professional sports, not just the NFL.
That's very impressive.
All sports. That includes the New York Yankees. All right, so we're ahead of that. So it's a pleasure right now, in all seriousness.
Let's get a free agent, though.
To welcome the president of the club of, again, this Burnt River. This is a really, really great accomplishment, and we are proud to have him with us right now on the line, Bob Hostetler. And congratulations, Bob.
Well, thank you, Vic. You know, it's an honor and a privilege for us to be named Club of the Year for 2013. And our club is the largest Browns backers club. Currently, we have 1,381 members. And, having such a dedicated group of members allows us to do a lot of volunteer and fundraising in our community. And in addition to donation that we presented to the Cleveland Browns Foundation, we support local hospitals, the pediatric burn unit. Every year we donate stuffed animals around Christmas time that are given out to the children that come in into the hospital over the holidays. We host the annual Toys for Tots tailgate in the North Port lot. And we donate to dog rescue organizations. We support children's cancer research. And we also donated to the Hospice of Western Reserve in memory of a young club member, Jimmy, who passed away after suffering with Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
Wow, Bob, it sounds certainly like the Burnt River Browns backers are doing a lot of work in the community, and that's very impressive stuff. Talk to me a little bit about winning the Club of the Year, and why do you think you were chosen?
Well, first off, I mean, we feel very fortunate to have been chosen, and I really must thank my club officers and our awesome members, for all their hard work. Basically, for us, it's all about giving back. The club was chosen based on our community outreach efforts, our membership activity, constantly seeking out new members and promoting Browns backers worldwide, and by supporting the team both on and off the field. In 2013, we also received a grant from the Cleveland Browns Foundation in support of the work that we do for Deepwood Center in Mentor, which is a special needs facility, and the people that reside there are very, very worthy of our donation.
Well, Bob, congrats to you and your club. It is a well-deserved award. It goes well beyond just supporting a football team, as you pointed out, and really, really happy to have you with us and continue to have your support of this football team.
Well, thanks, Vic. You know, we also have some fun activities as well. A number of us were selected as extras for movie Draft Day. And this year we met Cleveland Browns president Alex Shiner when he paid a visit to the Muni lot.
Cool.
And he spent a good part of his morning talking to the Browns backers clubs and a lot of the fans who were tailgating. And we'll always remember that he took the time for a visit, prior to the Detroit game, and it really did make a big impression.
Let me ask you, though, was he wearing his ever-present gray suit and tie, that real corporate look?
He does rock the gray suit a lot.
He was very identifable.
Yeah, when he goes in the Muni lot, though, I worry about a suit and tie thing.
He stuck out, and he was approached by a lot of fans going, "Hey, aren't you Alex Shiner?"
Hey.
Yeah. He's a fine man.
That's awesome. That's he rolled right with it. If we know Alec, we know he was comfortable there, even if his clothes.
Sure, he had a few sarcastic retorts.
Kind of,
people.
It was awesome. It was historic, cool. Actually. Historic.
I'm sure it was. Bob, again, thank you and congrats. And I know we'll be visiting with others in the organization. So glad to have the backing with us. And we just want to tell people, if you'd like to join the more than 113,000 Browns backers who are registered members of the Browns Backers Worldwide Fan Club, you can receive merchandise discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. Visit BrownsBackers.org to learn much more. We've got much more coming up for you at 2:30. You're going to hear from Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. We want to hear your calls, your barks, your growls from the pound, 216-578-0850. You know the number. You tweet us at Browns_daily.
That's right. And when we Nick come back, are you on Team Gruden? Are you for Johnny Manziel or Team Jaws against Johnny Manziel? We'll have sound from both, and we'll tee that up right when we come back on ESPN 850 WKNR.